Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to second. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Markham covering, for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Markham covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Fox steals second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Pearson. Cochran scores. Fox scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Averill reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-1 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 1 in the game. Markham hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to third. Finney moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Finney scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 6-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Monty Pearson. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Myatt moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Willie Calm. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett takes first base on ball four. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 2 in the game. Boss takes first base on ball four. Burnett moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock takes first base on ball four. Burnett moves to third. Boss moves to second. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing third base. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first, with Connolly covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 2 in the game. Markham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Porter bunts towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale strikes out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Galatzer strikes out. One out. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pitlock moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.